From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 13, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that members of the Germantown School District's boys' soccer team escaped injury on Wednesday, October the 12th, when the bus they were riding in struck another vehicle. State police said the accident occurred around 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of Route 23 and Jefferson Heights in Catskill. Police say the bus driver, Joseph Morrison of Hudson, attempted to turn north onto Jefferson Heights from the Route 23 west exit ramp and collided with the back of a Jeep Wrangler convertible driven by a Poughkeepsie woman after she stopped to yield for another vehicle. The soccer team was on its way to a game against Londonville Christian School near Albany. The team was picked up by another bus and continued on to the game following the accident. Germantown Central School District Superintendent Susan L.S. Brown said the Board of Education was grateful the students escaped without injury. Brown said, and I quote, "We are very relieved that everyone is okay," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a U.S. District Court has dismissed a case brought by WDST Radio accusing not-for-profit radio station WIOF of infringing on the Radio Woodstock trademark by using Woodstock 104 to identify itself. A federal judge issued the ruling last month after the parties agreed to settle. WIOF is now free to continue identifying itself as Woodstock 104. WIOF General Manager Renid Steele said, and I quote, "There was a stipulation that each side would bear its own court cost and expenses, which we had intended to collect from them because it was their mess," end quote. In speaking with the paper this week, WDST President Gary Chetkoff said he still believes the use of Woodstock was indeed copyrighted by his station, but said the cost of litigation was too much and led to the decision to settle. Chetkoff said, and I quote, "Frankly, I wanted to go to court, and I just couldn't afford to do it. So, at the end of the day, it is a low-power radio station that no one listens to, and I had to make a business decision that it wasn't worth putting more money and resources into this thing," end quote. According to WDST, it trademarked the phrase Radio Woodstock in 1994 and Woodstock Radio in 2002. WIOF began operations in September of 2014, is heard at 104.1 FM, and operates on 100 watts. WDST has been on the air since 1980 at 100.1 FM and uses 3,000 watts. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting that the village of Chatham has the lowest crime rate in the state. Based on Federal Bureau of Investigation data, the Columbia County Village was the safest place in New York in 2015. With a population of 1,700 people, local police reported no violent crime, no murders, and 7 aggravated assaults for the year. Coxsackie ranked 11 out of 50 states, safer than Hudson, which came in 38. According to the FBI statistics, New York City is safer than either Albany, Troy, Rochester, or Buffalo. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the Church of St. John the Evangelist, a historic church on Route 25 in Stockport, will be dismantled this fall, sold, and reconstructed at a new location. The plan was meant as a way to preserve the structure. The graveyard next to the church and a crypt under it will be preserved. The church held its last service in December 2014 and was officially decommissioned by the Episcopal Diocese of Albany on September the 7th. Chatham-based Cedar Flow Construction and Excavation will now look for a buyer for the building and ultimately reassemble the church at a different site. A diocese spokesman said, and I quote, "This decision is seen by the trustees as the best case scenario," end quote. The parish of St. John the Evangelist was incorporated in 1845 by the owners and workers of the textile mills in Stockport, and the structure was completed in the spring of 1846, according to the National Registry of Historic Places. The church's design is loosely based on the Church of St. Mary, located in Stockport, England. A cemetery will still be owned and maintained by the diocese. the church will be deconstructed by winter. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a boiled water advisory has been declared for Phenocia, Ulster County. Shandaken Town Clerk Joyce Grant said the town's two Temper Mountain reservoirs are, and I quote, just about dry, end quote, forcing officials to draw water from the compromised High Street well, thus necessitating the boil water advisory. Grant said, and I quote, we'll be okay, but the forecast does not call for any rain real soon, end quote. The High Street well and pump house were damaged by flooding during and after the tropical storms Irene and Lee in 2011. Since that time, Water District customers are advised to boil water any time the well is used. Officials also reminded Hamlet residents the water usage restrictions issued weeks ago remain in effect. Grant said watering lawns and gardens, washing cars, and any other non-essential water uses are not advised. She also said residents should check their water systems for leaks. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential. The State Education Department is extending the comment period on proposed revisions to New York's Common Core learning standards. The department cited high public interest as the reason for its decision. Individuals and groups will now have an extra 10 days to comment until November 14th. Since the draft standards were released on September the 21st, the department has received feedback from more than 1,200 respondents. The proposed revisions follow a year-long effort by the state to end parent and teacher concerns about the standards. While the department has characterized the proposed changes as, and I quote, substantive, unquote, critics pointed out that many of the changes were tiny tweaks to language or moving a standard up a grade. To review and comment on the proposed revisions, visit nysed.gov/aimhighnewyork. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely, mainly before 2 p.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. The Thursday night, a chance of showers before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 40 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Friday night, areas of frost after 2 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 34. And on Saturday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:15 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 13th day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.